I wonder if you could put your hands together and love on Jesus. If you haven't done so tonight, why don't you lift your voice and let him hear you? Come on, he's worthy of a little bit more than that. Hallelujah. Come on, the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time, lift your hands and love on Jesus, please. Amen. We serve a mighty God. We don't serve a God that's weak. We don't serve a God that's dead. We serve a God that's moved. Folks, we serve a God that cares about you. And if there should be anything to get you excited, it should get you excited that there is a God that cares about you. Amen. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. A statement is made quite often. Oh, where would I be without Jesus? That's ridiculous. I don't even want to say it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to find out, because I know where I was when I wasn't with Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Come on, don't get nervous already. We haven't even started. Well, God is good. Amen. And I say tonight to Elder Brother Crosswhite, his good wife, his family, I give honor to this evening. And I want to say thank you for the confidence in a young man to fill this pulpit for the next few moments, and the liberty that I feel in this house. Amen. And I do say to the ministry represented here this evening, many I don't know, but Brother Moore, to the family, it's so good to see them tonight. Had an opportunity to meet them when I was with Brother Metlin, and what a good time of fellowship we had. And I want to say to every guest this evening, you worship Jesus the way you know how, and he's going to do the rest. Now I want to say to the saints of the Most High, you act like you know you're supposed to act. If I'm supposed to preach a word, then you're supposed to respond to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. So there shouldn't be any walls to push through tonight. There shouldn't be any mess to try to handle tonight. We just need to have a good time in the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't know about you, but I am thankful to know that I serve a God that's the same yesterday, today. Woo! Well, hallelujah! Amen, amen, amen. So you respond to the Holy Ghost the way you know how. And God will do everything else. And I am thankful for my pastor this evening, Brother McLean. I'm thankful for a sound voice. I am so glad I got one amen out of that. Thank you, brother. I'm thankful for sound voices. Amen. You're going to hear me say it every service. Because when you leave service and you pick up your telephone and you start playing on social media, there's going to be a bunch of voices that try to tell you what's right and what's wrong. Give me a man of God that's willing to say yes. Give me a man of God that's willing to say no. Oh, God, I feel it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And I love what I feel tonight. Amen. And I only have 17 pages of notes, so it depends on how long we go is how you respond. Some wants the 17 and some want one. They're like, I don't know how to respond to that. Amen. I love the Lord tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Again, Brother Crosswhite, Sister Crosswhite, I give you honor this evening to all of our guests. God bless you and thank you for being in the house of the Lord. If you would, standing for the reading of the word this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, beginning at verse number 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You're missing it. The inward man, it's renewed day by day. Not week by week, not month by month, day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Yes. Why in the world do you act like this over a God that you can't see?
Yeah.
It's because you don't know how far God's brought me. Oh, if you just knew a little bit about what God's done, then maybe you would understand. Romans chapter number 5, you don't have to turn there. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Let me tell you something off the cuff real quick. Just because you're going through something don't mean God hates you. What if God's preparing you to become what he's called you to be? But you get tired of waiting. You get tired of saying, well, God, how long is this season? Instead of saying, God, what are you teaching me right now? Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You hear me tonight, Apostolic Lighthouse, and every guest here, you should never be ashamed about what God's done for you. I'm going to preach my heart just for a little while tonight. And he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Yes. That tells me one thing, that I need somebody behind me. Because Brother Moore, I can't make it on my own. God, here we go. Amen. You may be seated. I believe that one of the greatest revelations of life is the understanding that the perfecting begins when you receive the Holy Ghost and when you're baptized in the name of Jesus, where the old man dies and the new man lives. Our text said that he gives a ministry for the perfecting of the saints. What is perfecting? It's growing in God. It's growing in knowledge. It's growing in understanding. That God, I can't make it without you. God, I have to have you in my life. It's the understanding that there is purpose and power in every one of you tonight. Nobody's exempt. Well, I haven't been to church in a long time. You're not exempt. You don't know how far from God I am. You're not exempt. Okay. The perfecting is where God is able to work on the inner man so there is an internal attribute of his likeness. Because if you are like him internally, you will desire to fall in love with the beauty of holiness. Yes. Having a relationship with God tonight is the ultimate goal of what you and I should strive for. A relationship that is unbreakable. A relationship that you are so steadfast about. That young folks, you're willing to tell others no.
That's right.
All right, I can already tell we're just gonna have to dig for a minute. We'll get to where we need to be. I got 16 more pages. Praise God. In other words, living for God, it's a continual growth process.
That's right.
Elder, I never want to quit growing in God. Because if I ever find my position in a church where I feel like I have met the plateau, if I ever feel like I can't grow in God anymore, then you better check your spiritual temperature. You better check your relationship with God. I believe that's why he would spend 3.5 years his earthly ministry teaching the disciples how to be. All right, here we go. I'm just going to follow what I feel. Would you lift your hands and love on Jesus? Oh, here we go. My God, have mercy. Oh, Tatarabosa. Because you better understand in the perfecting process. That's why he would spend 3.5 years teaching the disciples how to be, how to react, how to mirror him. I want every one of you young folks to look at me tonight. All you middle-aged folks, I want you to look at me tonight. And I want you to understand something right now. Even as great as Jesus was, there was times the disciples still missed the mark. There was time the disciples still struggled. There was times where they didn't feel good enough. They didn't feel equipped enough. Even walking with Jesus, hand in hand. And I miss out with God because I start looking at other people and I start comparing myself to other people and I start allowing not to be in the perfecting process but the void filling error. How can I fill this void right now? That way I don't feel lonely. That way I can feel good about my decisions even when you know the decisions are wrong. The perfecting process is that place where, brother, it literally begins to pull you away from everything that does not glorify God. You say, well, it's not in the Bible. It's not black and white. You know what? If God starts tugging at your heart, it's wrong. Young men, look at me. I don't believe in treading on the fence. I don't believe putting a turtle on the fence post and then somebody asking how I got there. I believe in living for God day by day. Because, sis, if I don't live for God day by day right now, I will not live for God. Your relationship with God matters. Well, I'm not a preacher. God can turn you into something. You don't know who my family is. I don't care who your family is. You don't know what my daddy done, my mama done. Well, praise God, you ain't your mama and daddy, are you? No. But at that point where you can look yourself in the mirror, you can understand that, God, if you're still working on me, that means that I am still in the growth process. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to preach what I'm feeling right now. How many of you want to be in the will of God? Only half of y'all? If you want to be in the will of God, stand up. I'm not down there anymore because everybody's taller than me. You intimidate me. You want to be in the will of God, don't you? Yeah. Hallelujah. What are you going to do? I hope you react like that when your man of God says no. Oh, you want to be in the will of God until they say no. But when he says no, and your reaction is any different than that, you're a hypocrite. That attitude will send you to hell. Because without a place of submission, there will never be the place of progress. Brother Zach, I want to be in the will of God. So if Brother McLean calls me tonight and says, son, I feel something, come home. See you later, Brother Crosswhite. So, if Brother Crosswhite says, don't date that girl. Okay. Y'all might as well sit down. We finna cut it out tonight. Well, Jesus help us. Brother, if that elder calls me, I don't care if I'm in New York.
Amen. Say it.
It ain't got to be my pastor. There is good men that God has given me. Amen. And if I ever let my attitude trump what the ministry says, you ain't in no progress. You are fighting everything that has no reflection of God. Because when you get to that point, I would to God that I had a huge mirror sitting right there, right now. Because at that place, when you start running from God, because you don't like the word and you don't like how it feels, and you want to take portions out of the Bible because it don't fit your agenda, you're not in the perfecting process any longer. You have obsoleted the voice of God in your life. He's given us a free will. Oh, Brother Maine's giving me a license to rebel. No, Brother Maine's trying to tell you, if you don't deal with that rebellious spirit, it's going to send you straight to hell. Because that rebellious spirit is what grows deep inside of you. To where it don't matter if God himself is speaking. Oh, if God spoke to me, then I would surely do it. Then why don't you be obedient to the nudge of the Holy Ghost? Huh? Why can't we be obedient? You know what I'm talking about, elder? Whenever we start feeling that, don't do that, boy.
It ain't got to be God smacking me across the head, Brother Chad. It's got to be me being sensitive enough because I develop a relationship day by day. Because in my relationship day by day, I want God to be able to perfect this. Oh, I want God to be able to perfect me. Oh, you want to be better than everybody. You want to be able to say, I'm apostolic. I'm a man of God. No, I want to make it to heaven. Yeah. And that's the final goal. That's where I'm trying to get to. Come on, love on him for a minute. Lift your hands. Come on, y'all worship. Don't pay attention to me. God's fixing a hand.
There's been things that's happened that's not even your fault that you've allowed to plague your mind. Come to my head, you hear me? There's going to be a place in your life that when you go to you are
I want to live for God to the place where I know without a doubt in my mind, hey, that if God starts talking to me, hey.
Come on.
Hey. Because even as great as Jesus was, are you still willing to live for God when he's quiet? I can't feel God. I don't know where God went. Brother Maine, I'm trying everything I can. In your mind, you will start being your worst enemy because you don't even feel God. Then the enemy starts getting in your head, young ladies, and saying, oh, you can't feel God? That means God's disappointed in you. That means God ain't going to use you. That means the promises God gave you is not even going to happen. That's what the enemy starts doing. Because we entertain the wrong voices. And immediately, when we get disgruntled, can I handle what I feel? When we start trying to handle the disgruntledness internally, and we find other struggling saints to share our disgruntledness with,
come on.
How can you expect God to bless you while you are the issue? You're no longer in a perfecting process. You are playing God.
Come on.
I want to grow in God. But right now I'm struggling, so I'm going to take anybody I can with me.
Oh my.
With no regards of who I hurt down my slippery slope. And I fall in love with trying to play God. God, I ain't going to pray for a week, but I'll still profess you. God, I'm not going to talk to you for a month, but I'm still going to wear my skirts, and I'm going to do that. And then without you even noticing at all, your attitude begins to change about who God is in you. Okay, y'all sit down. Y'all are all way too tall. Praise God. I was looking for a step stool tonight because when I got up there early, I was like, boy, they can see my chin. That's about it. Amen. How many of you men like to fight? Boy, some of y'all lying already. Boy, I knew I was on a lying spirit. How many of you men like to fight? Raise your hand. I ain't going to get on the spirit of sissies tonight. I'm going to ask one more time. If you're a man and there's a fight inside of you, stand up. Why are you so bashful to lift your hand? I ain't finna fight none of y'all. Y'all's all bigger than me. All right, sit down. How many of you ladies like to fight? Raise your hand. Now, why is the ladies going to have a better response than the men? Jesus. How the world did this thing get here? What the world? Amen. That's cushion for my chin. And I have microphone indentures by the end of the night. Y'all know what's fearful? Is when y'all allow the outside to start infiltrating the inside and you won't do nothing about it. Yeah. Okay. Let me validate it, okay? Y'all ready? Is that your mom? If I go back there and start fooling with your mom, what you gonna do? That's what I'm talking. Y'all didn't hear him, did y'all? Say it.
I don't think you want to know.
See, he's writing. He's ready. So I'm back here, and I start tugging on mama. Come on, mama. What's your name?
Candace.
Cool, Candace Tim. High five. Praise God. Let's go. Candace, you ain't nobody. Candace, you don't mean nothing. Candace, you ain't good. I feel something creeping behind me. Why do we allow that to happen in our homes? We don't even want to be real men or women of God. Because in the perfecting process, you are going to defend what God has made you responsible for. Yeah. I get sick and tired of seeing our youth struggle. Y'all sit down. All right, youth, y'all stand up. We're having calisthenics tonight. That's exercising. Come on, y'all young too. Come on, stand up. Praise God. Crowd participation tonight. Hello. Y'all ready? That's right. Come on. Praise God. You a youth? I heard you. I'm old. I can still hear it though. Y'all watch this. How many of you parents get tired of seeing our young folks struggle? Raise your hand. All right, cool. Now look, young folks. Look at the hands going up. They get tired of seeing you struggle. They're only reflecting what they see and hear. You get tired of seeing them struggle? They're mirroring what you're doing. You don't talk about the preacher when you don't like him? They are reflecting what they hear. So if they live in a prayerless home, then don't blame them when they start struggling. If they live in a home where everything else is more important than the house of God, don't you blame them whenever fault comes. Because they are adapting to the only thing that they know that will bring comfort and peace and wholeness. Even in sin. Because we as parents, I was sharing a story today. I'm about to close if somebody wants to play the piano. I was sharing a story today. Y'all can sit down. We may talk about it. We may have a course or something down the road. God's blessed me and my family in entrepreneurship, and God's been very, very good to my family. In the perfecting process, I better figure out that I have to have God.
Yeah.
To work patience, to work understanding, to work hope. To the things which I cannot see right now. If God is calling you to be a great evangelist, a great pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a bus driver, what are you doing right now to become that? I have a 3-year-old daughter. I was having a terrible day recently, business-wise, and employees and stress and I'm still human, y'all. Okay? Got home. It was around 8:30 at night. I just got done doing furniture deliveries. Well, one of our businesses, we own a furniture and mattress company. Brother, I got home. I'm exhausted. I don't want my little daughter fooling with me. She ran up to me. She has a little teddy bear. And it's called Teddy. She's walking around with this little teddy bear, and she's pushing his hand. And it says, I love you. My voice and Molly's voice. That's my wife. Molly's voice. I said, I love you. My little daughter runs in there, and she looks at me. She's holding this little teddy bear, pushing its hand. And she said, I love you, Daddy. I said, not right now, Genesis. I said, I love you too. She looks at me, and she puts her teddy bear down. And she says, Daddy, we didn't even pray today. 3-year-old. 3-year-old. It's a perfecting process. Day by day. Parents, they're depending on us. A perfecting process. They're not depending on you to vicariously live through them for the things that you never got an opportunity for. They're depending on to hear your voice in prayer, to become what they believe you can be. You ever want to know how important you are? You slow down enough, mom and dad, that you ask your child, what do you see in me? You might be shocked sometime. My greatest goal is my daughter, my two daughters, not to say, oh, daddy made millions. To say my dad had a daily relationship. Daily. There's times I fail, y'all. There's times I don't feel enough. And I have to slow down enough to understand that he is still working on me. Young folks, it is not the will of God for you to struggle every service to pray through. Hear me, please. Brother Maine didn't come to be mean to nobody tonight. This wasn't even what I was going to preach about this evening, but God knows it's not the will of God for us to struggle every service. It's not the will of God for the music to push us to the place of emotionalism when we can't even get excited about the opportunity for God to change me tonight. Every time, every day, put the telephones down, put the computer away. Say, God, perfect me in you. One of the hardest places of my life as a young minister was when Brother McLean told me no about something that I was confident was the will of God. I'm saying this for a reason tonight. Fall in love with a relationship with him. But everybody in this house, you hear me, I have fought it all evening tonight. We got to get right with one another. That perfecting process, do y'all know what that entails? It entails one of the hardest things for us to do. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Perfecting process will make you reflect the attributes of Christ. One of the main attributes of Christ was forgiveness. I believe in everybody in this church. And I'm not saying that to have something to fill a void of saying. Forgiveness for things that I cannot change. people that's hurt me that I can't go back and forgive. But I can search my heart tonight and say, God, it's yours once and for all. Oh, I feel there's a strong undertowing of the Holy Ghost right now. How long has it been since you really prayed? Week? 2 weeks? A month? How long has it been since you dealt with the things that God was already delivering you from? One of the most powerful revelations anybody could receive outside of the Holy Ghost and the necessity of baptism is the understanding that you have to have God every day. We fail Him. This ain't popular tonight. And I know we've been on a high and now it feels like we're at a low. No, we're not. I'm just trying to change something. Now, how many of you be honest with me tonight that you've been struggling? I have felt this about 5 or 6 times, and I had to slow down enough to make sure that it wasn't just to me tonight. How many of y'all been struggling? But you ain't said nothing to nobody. Come on. Be honest. I can go to people right now and put my hand on your shoulder and tell you got to get right. What if God wants to reflect Himself in you, but you're fighting against Him? It's the perfecting process. Stand with me tonight. Would you close your eyes with me this evening? The CIA has a slogan. That slogan is everything is a test. CIA operative in an audio interview was asked, how do you know whether the missions are invalid or in vain? And his answer was staggering. And Elder Crosswhite, his answer pierced my heart. He said, we don't know if our missions at times are valid or in vain. But we carry everything out in the same way as if it was an active mission. And at the end, we get the same result. And that is successfully completing the task before us. Because failure is never an option. Apostolic Lighthouse and guest, tonight. Tonight, why don't we fall back in love with Jesus and say, God, perfect me tonight. Come on, young folks.
Come on, mom and dad and grandma. Come on, young men. God, you're healing tonight. Come on, church, please respond tonight. Lift your voice to him. Lift your voice to him tonight. I am yours, Jesus. Hallelujah. There it is. Come on, tonight, lift your voice. Hallelujah.
My soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, I love you, Lord. You rescued me from sin and shame. You're my everything. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. With all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength, I love you, Lord. You rescued me from sin and shame. You're my everything. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Oh,
With all my soul.
strength. I love you, Lord. You rescued me from sin and shame. You're my everything. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul. I love you, Lord. Yeah. You rescued me from sin and shame. You're my everything.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. With all my heart.
Come on, believe the Lord tonight. Let me pray.
With all my mind.
With all my heart. With all my mind.
With all my soul. With all my strength. I love you, Lord. You rescued me from sin and shame. You're my everything. I love you, Lord. With all my heart. With all my mind.
Oh, yes, God.
With all my soul. With all my strength.
Thank you. at right now, would you just stick your hands up? Amen. Wherever you're at. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands above your head. Come on, tap in, plug in. Come on, let the Holy Ghost. Right where you're at, lift your hands. Come on, don't miss this opportunity. Lift your hands and let the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands and let the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost right now. Come on. Let the Holy Ghost work. Let the Holy Ghost work. Let it flow tonight. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, worship you personally. Lord, I worship you. Work your work in me, Jesus. I worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah.